Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here, your host. As always, happy to be back and speaking to you all. So as I had stated and talked about before, there were definitely going to be some changes in the Early Accountability Podcast going forward and just how I was doing things and showing up. So we are definitely going into our third year, and I wanted to be more visible with the podcast. I really wanted to start doing more video and just showing up for you all in a different way and having more of a community where people can kind of stay connected and stay accountable to their goals. These past few days, I have launched an initiative, a little mini initiative, a little mini challenge called the Watch Me Work Video Visibility Challenge for Entrepreneurs. And what it does is just promote entrepreneurs or content creators to be visible to their audience or for their brand through video. And so it's pretty simple. They just post a video every day. If they're not comfortable posting it on social media, they post it inside of our little accountability group or accountability circle. I used to do an accountability circle called the Turnaround 10 for fitness and wellness, and I hadn't done one in quite some time. So this is my first time back in a little bit. I don't know. It feels like it's been a couple of years of doing just an accountability circle. And I have been kind of reminded why I stopped. Because it takes a lot. It's a lot of work to do these just because of the way that I do accountability and the way that I show up in my accountability partnerships or circles or what have you. And I think it's probably my own fault because I don't think I have been very clear with a lot of people of explaining what accountability circles or what an accountability partner is and what it is not. So I wanted to come to you all on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast to just take a moment to talk about what an accountability partner is, what an accountability circle is. And next episode, I want to talk a little bit about what they are not. So an accountability partnership or accountability circle, at its core to me, it just means a person or a group of individuals where you all are working on a common goal or task. And it is not necessarily that you all are working on it together. You all are just in a similar place in life where you're working on something. And for the sake of being accountable or doing what you're supposed to do for your goal, you have this person that you can kind of talk to, bounce ideas off of, share with, etc., in a specified interval of time. Usually people meet with them like once a week, or some people might like be in a Facebook group or something where you can kind of chime in whenever you want to or what have you. How much time you put into it or how frequently you check in with the person, that can vary by the group or the partnership. But usually the ones that I've seen that have worked really well, usually at least once a week, and there's some kind of check-in or dialogue with a partner or a group. An accountability partner or an accountability circle should be a way for you to remain committed and connected. So committed to your own personal goals and just connected and feel like you have that community of another person or others who are going through similar things that you are. So going through some of the similar hiccups, hangups, kind of navigating the hardships, but also a person or persons who can share your triumphs and the wins with you as well. And to see when you put that work in, who can feel good for you too and understand exactly what it feels like to go through that. It should be a safe place for reflection. So if you are having some trouble with something, if you're not sure about something that you had to do, whether it's working towards your goal, it should be someone where you could come and like get some reflection from another person. It should be a safe place to brainstorm if you're getting caught on something and not sure to move past it. Whether it's brainstorming, that person's able to offer some perspective of how they might have navigated through that, or just offering something else that they've heard someone else say, it should be a safe place for brainstorm. It should be a place for encouragement and affirmation. So when we just all have those days when we feel a little self-conscious or we're trying to have to push through those times of being uncomfortable or feeling awkward when we're going into a new, those are the people who are around you to say, oh my, good job. Like, and they really feel it because they know what it's like to push past that, or they're going through the exact same thing. So they can give you that encouragement and give you that affirmation.
Accountability circles and accountability partners should be a place for new perspective. They give you that new idea. They give you that eye on the outside looking in. Because, you know, a lot of times the grass is always greener on the other side. And when you have those people who have been through or are going through what you're going through, just being able to have their perspective, it helps a lot. Especially if, like, your spouse or your significant other or, like, your coworkers or your friends are not on that same similar journey. Sometimes when we try to share or dialogue with people around us, they just might not understand completely because they haven't been there or they're not going through it. And that can be frustrating oftentimes. So being able to have that perspective of somebody who kind of understands, it really can mean all the world. So it's offering that place of people who can understand what we've been through and going through. Accountability circles and partnerships, they should be a breeding ground for initiative. Not just having the ideas, not just sitting on them, but actually doing and going, doing what we know we need to do. Whether it's training for a race, starting a new business, trying to get that next promotion in work, trying to engage more with your family and spend more time with your loved ones, whatever it is, it should be a breeding ground for initiative, for actually going, you know, go, do, you know, execute. It should be a breeding ground for execution. And I believe that accountability circle should definitely be a place for affirmation where we can come and feel affirmed about this goal or this project, this task that we have taken on or wanted to sustain. It should be a place of the affirmative. It should be a place where even if we're having a low moment, we are feeling the hope that we can push through and go through this. So I want to just come today and talk just a few little thoughts on my perspective of what accountability circles and partnerships are, or what you should be able to get from them. Tune in next episode where I'm going to talk about what accountability circles and partnerships are not. And as always, thank you for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.